listening to the Douglas Jacoby Podcast. Here we bring you some of the material found on Douglas's website in podcast form. We hope that as you listen, you are challenged to think about faith. Today, Douglas is continuing his series on Old Testament characters, now looking at the life of Uzziah. For more on this episode, follow the link in the show notes to Douglas's website. Now here's today's teaching.
Old Testament Premium Podcast 39, Uzziah. I bring you greetings from Atlanta. I'm home right now. My wife and I just got back from Vancouver. We spent some time with friends there, and this weekend I'll be heading to Bloomington, Illinois to do a teaching series. A lot of what I teach is from the New Testament, but I love to do the Old. And again, this is the 39th podcast in this series of 52 on the characters of the Old Testament. Now, Uzziah is the third and final leper, or person afflicted with a serious skin disease, among the Old Testament characters in this podcast series. Earlier, we looked at Miriam, the sister of Moses. We also looked at Gehazi, who was the assistant to the prophet Elisha. And though 2 Kings 15 is where this king appears, we're going to be focusing in 2 Chronicles 26. And I'll be reading, for the most part, from the New English Translation. All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in his father Amaziah's place. Uzziah built up Eilat and restored it to Judah after King Amaziah had passed away. Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah, who was from Jerusalem. He did what the Lord approved, just as his father Amaziah had done. He followed God during the lifetime of Zechariah, who taught him how to honor God. As long as he followed the Lord, God caused him to succeed. Uzziah attacked the Philistines and broke down the walls of Gath, Jabna, and Ashdod. He built cities in the region of Ashdod and throughout Philistine territory. God helped him in his campaigns against the Philistines, the Arabs living in Gur Baal, and the Meunites. The Ammonites paid tribute to Uzziah, and his fame reached the border of Egypt, for he grew in power. Uzziah built and fortified towers in Jerusalem at various places. He had workers in the fields and vineyards in the hills and in Carmel, for he loved agriculture. Uzziah had an army of skilled warriors trained for battle. Later we read, Uzziah supplied shields, spears, helmets, breastplates, bows, and sling stones for the entire army. In Jerusalem, he made war machines carefully designed to shoot arrows and large stones from the towers and corners of the walls. He became very famous, for he received tremendous support and became powerful. We're introduced to the young Uzziah, who's only 16 years old when he ascends to the throne. And he reigns for 52 years, almost as long as Manasseh, who was on the throne for 55. Under the influence of Zechariah, the Bible says he prospered and did well spiritually. Note, this is not the canonical prophet Zechariah, the one who has a book of prophecy named after him. In fact, there are 21 different Zechariahs in the Old Testament. But this is the man who helps Uzziah stay on track spiritually. It reminds us of Joash and Jehoiada. Joash was a king who did well. He was young when he came to the throne, as long as Jehoiada was alive to give him guidance and input. And when Jehoiada dies, in the later part of Joash's kingship, he really drifts. He compromises. So this is not a new pattern. We know what power and success can do. Let's continue. But once he became powerful, his pride destroyed him. He disobeyed the Lord his God. He entered the Lord's temple to offer incense on the incense altar. Well, pride undoes him. Uzziah was so successful. And the verdict is that overall, he was a good king. And yet, he fell to arrogance, and he paid a heavy price. He is actually challenged by the priest. As we keep going, Azariah the priest and 80 other brave priests of the Lord followed him in. They confronted King Uzziah and said to him, "It is not proper for you, Uzziah, to offer incense to the Lord. That is the responsibility of the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who are consecrated to offer incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have disobeyed, and the Lord will not honor you." Well, what's happened here is the power has gone to his head, and he wants to go into the temple and basically be a priest, offer incense. But he's not a Levite. In fact, he's not a descendant of Aaron. He had no right to do this. He was directly violating the Torah. And Azariah is willing to challenge him. Now, this stands in contrast to Zechariah. Earlier in his life, Uzziah accepted input from Zechariah. But now he's older, and the priest comes in. And apparently, he's the main priest. He tries to challenge Uzziah, and he rejects input. Was Uzziah envious? Did he want to be a priest too? Wasn't it enough just to be king? And by the way, and this is just coincidental, Uzziah is a shortened form of Azariah. And Azariah is the name of many priests in the Old Testament, even several high priests. So one Azariah is being challenged by another. Uzziah is being challenged by Azariah. Probably that's why one reason they use the shortened form of his name, Uzziah, to avoid confusion. Well, what is his response? How does he respond when Azariah calls him on his arrogant behavior? We continue. Uzziah, who had an incense censer in his hand, became angry. While he was ranting and raving at the priest, a skin disease appeared on his forehead, right there in front of the priest in the Lord's temple near the incense altar. Well, in short, he becomes incensed, and a skin disease breaks out. Now, this probably wasn't leprosy as in Hansen's disease, what we think of. Leprosy appears only rarely, if at all, in the Bible. Still, it's a serious disease, and it breaks out on his forehead. And actually, this makes me think of the high priest, because the high priest had a plate of pure gold on his forehead, and on that plate of pure gold, there was a seal that read, "Holy to the Lord." Well, that was what was supposed to be on Aaron's forehead. What we see on Uzziah's forehead is a clear mark, at least in Old Testament theology, it's a clear mark of God's disapproval as the skin disease breaks out. Well, this is noticed by the high priest Azariah and the other priest. And let's continue. When Azariah the high priest and the other priests looked at him, there was a skin disease on his forehead. They hurried him out of there. Even the king himself wanted to leave quickly because the Lord had afflicted him. King Uzziah suffered from a skin disease until the day he died. He lived in separate quarters, afflicted by a skin disease and banned from the Lord's temple. Well, they rush him out of the temple, because in the law of Moses, there's a concern for ritual purity. In Leviticus 22 and Numbers 5, someone who had this kind of disease was not permitted to be so close to the presence of God. And so Uzziah is eager to get out of there, and the others are actually eager to take him away, and this time he doesn't refuse. Sadly, he has a significant skin disease until the day of his death, and he has to live separately away from that temple and away from the working priests whom he seems to have envied. And we don't know whether King Uzziah ever repented of his arrogance. We could give him the benefit of the doubt, but we really don't know. Well, what happened with our man? Success bred arrogance. He wanted to arrogate the priestly privilege to himself. It's so easy for leaders to think the rules don't apply to them. And it's very hard to think about all the things I've seen since I became a Christian in the 1970s. But I've seen this kind of attitude so often. It's been the downfall of many a leader. How does it manifest itself? Well, sometimes it's the expectation of special privileges, or thinking that just because you're a leader, or particularly if you're a church worker, you should have a nicer lifestyle than other church members. It can be shown also in financial indiscretion. Though I've never known personally anyone who has embezzled funds, I have seen a number of questionable decisions, not illegal, but things that were really unethical or you would say not very wise. A third way in which the power, the ego, can affect a leader is in the area of sexual temptation, particularly inappropriate conduct towards others. And a fourth way is the rejection of criticism. If we're like Uzziah, we may think that others simply don't understand us. Or, well, I really don't have anything to learn from that person. That person's a younger Christian. Of course, this is false because we can learn from anybody. This defensive response is displayed in Uzziah's anger, misdirected against the priests. But really, it wasn't their fault. He had the attitude with the word of God. It was not the messenger, it was the message he didn't like. Sometimes leaders are afraid, people are afraid to challenge leaders by virtue of their position or even their personality. Azariah, fortunately, took a stand. And it says in the scripture that he wasn't alone. The high priest Azariah had a number of other priests. Clearly, they had talked about it. In fact, it says 80 other priests joined. So you've got a group of 80 plus tackling the king. And initially, he will not take the critique. He doesn't accept anything until the leprosy or skin disease breaks out on his forehead. If you're a leader, do people feel free to give you input? Or does it just not happen that often? If so, there's a reason. And it probably isn't that you don't need the input. The warnings of Deuteronomy 17, which are written for kings, are highly appropriate. So I'd like to read that passage before we wrap it up. It's speaking of the king of Israel. And it says, when he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself on a scroll a copy of this law, taken from that of the priests who are Levites. It is to be with him, and he is to read it all the days of his life, so that he may learn to revere the Lord his God and follow carefully all the words of this law and these decrees, and not consider himself better than his brothers, and turn from the law to the right or to the left. Then he and his descendants will reign a long time over his kingdom in Israel. And this is a passage in Deuteronomy written for kings. And it says that to prevent them from becoming arrogant, from thinking they're better than their brothers and taking liberties with the law, what they need to do is have a copy of the law and read it every day. We need to keep our hearts tender, all of us, regardless of our spiritual age. And we need to do this on a daily basis. For Uzziah, there was a lifelong consequence. He was separated from the presence of God. And that's not to say he had no relationship with God, but he had to stay out of the temple precincts. He had to stay out of the holy places. He was not a priest, and God made it abundantly clear that he was not welcome to cross that line. As for me, I want to have a tender heart. And I know, as an older Christian, that the warnings of Uzziah's life apply. I want to have a Christ-like attitude. And when I see myself getting a bit haughty, being short-tempered or arrogant, I think of Uzziah. And I think of how much courage it took for the others to take a stand and offer him critique. And I know when someone gives me critique, normally, he or she has thought it through carefully. And I need to listen. I need to hear what God is saying to me and not assume, just because I know my Bible, that everything I do is right. The challenge of Uzziah's life is humbling for all of us. His story stands as a warning to us all, especially those in such a leadership position that others are unlikely to give them honest feedback. Do we think that we deserve special consideration or treatment just because we're older Christians? or we've given so much over the years, or for any other reason, this is clearly wrong. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. Well, what do we learn about God from our study of Uzziah? This is the most important part of each and every podcast. First, God and God alone is sovereign, and that means no one is above the rules. Second, leaders form or mentor other leaders. And sometimes when their influence is withdrawn, the depth of conviction in the younger leader is revealed. This we saw as Uzziah accepted the words of Zechariah, but later rejected the words of Azariah. And the third thing we see is that God will work to challenge leaders who need to be reined in. And God will do this through those who are courageous enough to speak out. May we all speak the truth in a spirit of love and learn what we are intended to learn from the lesson about King Uzziah.
We hope you enjoyed Douglas's teaching on Uzziah. For additional notes and resources, be sure to check out Douglas's website in the show notes. The website has hundreds of articles, podcasts, and videos for you to access for free. You can also become a premium subscriber and gain access to thousands of online resources from Douglas's teaching ministry. Thanks again for listening.